Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
So Amritattvaya Kalpate, that one alone is worthy of and is capable of reaching immortality. That is the state of mind. That is the re-identification with, that is leaving the base camp. You have to leave the base camp if you would reach the acme of Everest. To climb atop the pinnacle of it, how can you still be stuck? How can you insist that, no, but I don't want to leave the base camp. I want the comfort of this tent here. Well, then sit there. You will only have very limited view. You will think that's all there is to it. And you'll suffer then because your nature will want more, 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 more. You'll never have more. When you think you got more, something else will have been lost. Net will be zero. If you really want more, get to that place where there is abundance, is infinitude, not even abundance, unlimited. And identifying with it, it isn't even something separate from you. It is the same. I know I'm talking like this crazy talk. It is one with you. It is you. So maybe I'll stop here, but like people start hanging up. So number 16, let's do one more maybe. Let's see, one or two, however many we get to. And then, because I do want you to keep coming back in a couple of weeks again. Now, so this is one of my favorite verses, by the way, number 16. I really like this a lot. It's just so loaded. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate satah. Ubhayoropi drishto. Well, let me just read in Sanskrit, Hindi and English. Asat vastu ki to satta nahi hai, aur sat ka abhav nahi hai. Is prakar tatva jnani purushon dwara in dono ka hi tatva dekha gaya hai. Let's see what Eknath Ishwaran, how he translates it. The impermanent has no reality. Reality lies in the eternal. Those who have seen the boundary between these two have attained the end of all knowledge. Even that doesn't do justice to the real purport of it. That's very superficial still, that translation. It's one of the best that I've found in English. It's not a commentary on Eknath Ishwaran's prowess on English. He's 100 times better than I could ever be in English. I'm not commenting on that. And this Hindi is Gita Press Gorakhpur or whatever. Like, this Hindi doesn't even come close. These are great souls who have translated both the Hindi and the English. If in some lifetime I could be worthy of the speck of their dust in their heels, So this isn't a commentary on them. I'm talking about the prowess of the Sanskrit language and the original principle, the original truth that's loaded in that verse. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na abhavo vidyate sata. This is half a verse of the 16th shloka. This alone can even take you to full liberation, full illumination, complete enlightenment. Such is the power of the Gita. Even a half a verse can take you fully there. Spider-Man just needs like any one hand, as long as his one hand is connected to some building, he can keep going, get free, no fear of falling. He doesn't need always both hands hanging. And so even half of this, any building, any tree, any electric pole, half of it, he survives. Just like that, any of these, this, especially this, half of this verse. And again, I don't know, like I don't know how to explain this. Is the realm of the truth. This is the realm of the spirit. This is the realm of the unobjective world. I don't know how to bring this into the objective world. I'll make a feeble attempt, and I'm inferior at that. If Ishwaran failed and Sridhar Swami failed here, who the heck am I? So, na asato vidyate bhavo, na abhavo vidyate sataha. Asat ki satta nahi hai. That which does not exist has no reality to it, has no power of in and of itself. The only way I can explain this is by trying to give you some lame examples, several example after example, to try to bring you close to it. In Sanskrit, in logic, Nyaya Shastra, there is one called Arundhati Nyaya. There's one way to logically show. And then the way it goes by, they're trying to show someone some really feeble, faint-looking star, Arundhati Nakshatra. It's such a big sky with thousands of stars. How are you going to show which star are you exactly pointing to? And then when you say, okay, well, do you see that tree? Yeah. Do you see that branch on the right? Yeah. Through that, do you see this like a set of stars? Yeah, I do. Do you see that brightest star from there? Yeah, I do. Okay, now to the right of it, do you see like a medium twinkling star? Yeah. Now go right below it. You'll see a faint drop of light. Oh yeah, I see it, right? That is Arundhati Nakshatra, the illuminated body. Otherwise, it's hard to show like what's where. Like that, I may be able to give some example. Well, this, that you will have to do the seeing. No matter what examples I give, the seeing, well, the sight is yours. You'll have to exert the effort to see it. And that will come from within. Oh, the eyeball saw it, but the experience of seeing was inside, like that. It's called Nyaya Shastra. There are six shastras, six categories of, six bodies of knowledge in Sanskrit literature. Shat Shastra, it's called. Shat is six. Nyaya Shastra is Samyamansa, Ved Puran. So Nyaya is one of the six. From which this is a thread that I just fabric that I just shared. So these are highly technical. These are not of the fools, certainly not for the fools. They knew what they were talking about. This is a tiny film fabric I pulled from that Nyasha that's loaded in itself. And that's not even the superior of them all. It's what the logicians resort to. There are the emotional, intuitive kind. There are the intuitive kind. There are the emotional kind. There is the logical kind. There are the analytical, Sankhya Shastra, analytical kind. And there are the I will learn by doing a kind, Karma Kanda. And there's place for everyone. And there's a way to explain the truth to everyone. Take your pick. And the Gita synthesizes that from the different places and presents it. Take your pick. So it is for all. That's why the Gita is the most inclusive. That's why the Gita reaches us where we are at. Gita does not expect for us to go. Gita does not want us to convert to Hinduism or shave our head or start doing this fast or only after doing pranayams or this pilgrimage or this dakshina or only after 16 rounds of a 16 word letter mantra. No, Gita says, wherever you are, open your mind, I'll come to you, whoever you are. It's so beautiful. It says, apichet sudharacharo. You may be the heinous of heinous, the worst of the mankind has ever seen. This is in the Gita. He says, Krishna. Papebhya papakritam. No one would have even thought of committing those sins. You may be that sinful. Sadureva samantavya. Walking on this path, a person will kshipram bhavati dharmatma, rapidly progressing to become a high-minded and noble soul in the very lifetime. Effort on this path is never lost. Even a little effort will protect you from greatest fears in the last moment. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. In this very chapter later on, it'll come. That shloka will come. It's for the smartest. It's for the sharpest, this path, because it's just so efficient. You gotta be ready for it. It goes very fast. Kshipra, rapids, the Grand Rapids. Kshipra literally translates into rapids. Kaunteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranashati. Hey Arjun, because this is so rapid, these are the Grand Rapids, because these are the white waters, because rafting is really treacherous in here, I step in it with them and make sure that they will not be destroyed. Name bhakta pranashati. those who trust in me and start flowing in it with it, aligning with it. Sharana is alignment, not rubbing your nose and bending on your knees. Those who align with this knowledge, with these principles, with this truth, with me, I take care of them. I become their refuge. And I make sure that they cross over safely across the rapids. Who is ready? Who's willing? Who wants to jump in it? And Gita is flowing. Behti rahi Gita ki Ganga.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.